Hey there, it's Travis with Soundcheck Entertainment, and I'm here at Boots and Hearts 2023 with Canadian country artist Andrew Hyatt. While you're not performing this year at Boots and Hearts, I saw you over judging the Emerging Artist contest on the Thursday. How are you enjoying the festival so far?
Yeah, it's been great, man. Honestly, you know, it's nice to see a bunch of friends out this year and see people playing, and also you know, just see the growth year over year for this festival. It's the Dungeons are a great crew, and you know, Republic Live, they know what they're doing, so it's been really enjoyable. And last night's show was, you know, it was record breaking for them, so always good to see people enjoying live music. That's good for all of us.
That was definitely a very big crowd. So you're nominated for a CCMA for album of the year for your highly admired EP Four Good Years. What are your thoughts on that? Like,
man, it's always really you know, it's really nice to be recognized within your industry. Really love that record. You know, we kind of put our heart into it, and it's just nice to see that it's being recognized. Yeah.
I'll probably see you kicking around in Hamilton. I'll probably be up there for most of that weekend.
Yeah, too, I'll be there all weekend as well, man. I got a bunch of stuff going on. So
rewind a couple of years there, back in the COVID era. I saw you the backyard in sessions a couple times. Did you enjoy doing those?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up playing in small bars, right? Like that was it. And I do love getting, kind of stripping songs down on an acoustic guitar, getting to tell the stories behind them, telling either where they came from or what inspired me to write them. I'd love to do more of that, honestly. I feel like a lot of people dream about arenas and these crazy big shows, and I do love that. Like, we've played, you know, some amazingly loud, rowdy shows, but I also love the idea of soft seat theaters and that kind of vibe. So it was really good.
Yeah, I've also, with being a fan of Eric Church, I've kind of hoped that he would scale back and do like a small club show or something, but
yeah, I mean, it would, like, be hard for him, but that would definitely be a great experience.
Well, he's got that bar, so maybe he said, yeah, he has a theater in it, so he might maybe do something. So what's your schedule like for the rest of the year? Are you pretty open or pretty booked up? Or
it's a mixed bag, man. September is really, really busy. And then, you know, we're, halfway through August, basically. So September's pretty crazy. November, December is a lot of writing for me. Kind of October, November, December, I'm kind of diving back in, making another record, and just getting ready to, you know, I've got two in the can right now, so I just feel like I'm kind of on a roll with writing and being inspired right now, so just trying to get that done, you know, down in back and forth between Canada and the States, and just kind of getting inspired. It's been the last little bit. So, and then the new year, we're going to be heading out on the road. That tour will be announced pretty soon, but it looks like mid-Jan to mid-Feb we'll be on the road.
And kind of following up with that, like, does that mean there's some new music coming out as well pretty shortly?
Yeah, we got six songs, full band songs, so an EP that's ready to go. Actually, I got to finish singing one song, which I'll do next week. I've been putting that off a little bit just with the busyness of summer. And then I have an acoustic record that's ready to go. So that'll probably come out in the next, like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, I would say. Yeah.
All right. I think that's about it. Thanks for your time here. And
yeah,
no problem. Enjoy the rest of the festival.
Appreciate you having me, man.